We're rolling on in the Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers get set. Saturday night action. Tonight playing is the King Cakes against the Columbus Clingstones, and it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by star last night's game, two homers. One of them went 413 feet. Might still be traveling. It's Brock Wilken. Brock, appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Javik. Glad to be back, you know?
I was glad to see you pop two last night. How about that first one? 413, you got your pitch, and you just weren't missing it, were you?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, it was just a little pregame tweak with Kev, our hitting coach, kind of missing a couple pitches here and there that I wasn't missing in spring training, and just a little tweak got me back to where I need to be and to be able to not miss those pitches. So I feel good.
How much confidence that give you to do a little bit of a tweak pregame and then go out and pop two big time homers?
Yeah, I think it was huge. You know, I think honestly the first at bat was a telltale sign of the tweak and how it was made, because I walked on a good pitcher and it started 0-2 and worked it back to 3-2 and then I ended up walking. So, and that was a telltale sign of like, okay, this adjustment is going to work the rest of the way.
How about the walks as well to start the season? Last year, that was a big emphasis in your game. It's been the same thing this year. You lead the Southern League in walks, and it seems like you're laying off borderline pitches that most guys would be swinging at, but you're taking for those balls. How much confidence does that give you at the plate, being able to take those pitches off the outside corner and get those for balls and draw your walks?
Yeah, you know, it's something that a lot of us want to do. It's just a matter of you know, pulling that trigger or not. And, you know, like I said, that adjustment makes me able to do those things where I'm able to lay off it, see the ball just a little bit longer, make my swing decisions a little bit later, so that I'm not chasing those pitches anymore like I was last year and in previous years. So feel good. Just got to keep that rolling and you know, keep it rolling.
What was that little adjustment you made going into yesterday?
It was honestly just a little bit more coil around my back hip. That was about it. It just makes me, in scientific terms, makes me hold the tension in my back hip just a little bit longer. And all that does is just, it makes me able to adjust, so I'm able to hit the off-speed pitch and hit the heater without having to be on one or the other.
Not only giving you a little bit of confidence with the big game last night, but you're also doing it all without wearing a cage. Thankfully, you're all healed up. Your eye socket's all good to go. How excited were you going into this year to not have to wear a cage every single day?
So I started that I went to the Fall League last fall, and I started it there. Some of the timidness was still there, but now I think a lot of that's worn off, especially in spring training. You were there for a little bit. I kind of got wore out with some hit by pitches. So, you know, that kind of fear is gone, and I think the biggest part of it, man, is yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the hit by pitch that broke my face. So to be able to go out there and on the 1 year anniversary be able to you know, have the game like I did meant a lot to me, and that was kind of like the final chapter to that book where I could finally just close it and kind of move on.
What was the biggest thing coming back? Was it vision wise or mental wise that was the biggest hurdle?
It was both. You know, my vision wasn't great, and I think you add the mental approach to that, you know, it's just a blender for a disaster, you know.
We talked about it a bit in spring. You did a couple of different things to get your vision back to where it was. What went into some vision therapy this offseason to get everything working right?
Yeah, I did a bunch of research in the offseason to kind of find out the place and what I needed to do. And I found this place about an hour from my house. Shout out Willsby Vision Center. I mean, they did it right. They do it right. I found out that my eyes were working at 50th percentile of depth perception. My left eye muscle was not holding my left eye in place for it to be able to focus on objects. And my peripheral was a little bit damaged. So you add that on top of the mental side of coming back from a hit by pitch, it was just a cake of disaster, basically. And doing a bunch of rehab in the off season, I went every day from December 9th until February 7th, and I got to Arizona on February 8th. So being able to go there every day and just hammer that out every single day made my vision so much better and got me back to where I'm able to do what I do now.
How do you rehab an eye? Because you're rehabbing, say, an arm injury, there's bands, there's stuff you do in the trainer's room, but your eye's a little bit different. What do you do to train that thing up?
Honestly, it was a lot of complex things that if you don't see them in person, someone's trying to explain them, you're like, there's no way that's a real thing. But honestly, a lot of it was like hey, you know, let's get you on some VR, let's get you on some Xbox, do a bunch of video game depth perception stuff. And it wasn't like video games, it was just on a video game console. But just doing a bunch of depth perception stuff and doing, I mean, countless hours. I was there for 2 hours every single day. And I mean, it was just a blender of so many things. And to be able to mix them all together to be where I am now, to have the visual acuity that I have now, I think is really special.
Well, not only are you coming into the season with your eyes working, but you're coming into the season with your first full season as a dad. I know your kids and wife have been in a number of games to start the year. How cool has it been to experience all of that throughout the offseason and going into this year?
Yeah, it was really nice. You know, I didn't have too much of an offseason with the fall league, but with the time I did have at home, it was much cherished. You know, because you don't get that a lot in the season. So being able to come home and be done by 1 o'clock every day and just have the rest of the day with my wife and my kid, I mean, it was a huge blessing. You know, it was so cool to have that and see a lot of the moments that you know, I wouldn't otherwise be able to see.
How cool is it to be able to look up in the stands this year and be able to see him and see him cheering you on?
Yeah, it's it brings a different aspect to the game. You know, there's a lot of aspects that you try to think about during the game, but knowing that he's up there, my wife's up there, knowing that I can just go home to them after a bad game, a great game, and just they'll be there with the love and support no matter what, I think it's huge. You know, just being able to have that in the back of my mind as a reminder, hey, you know, you got something else to play for, it means a lot to me.
Brock, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, David.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and the Klingstones coming your way next.